Namaste. My name is Hui Zimmer, an international meditation master. Today I speak from Pokhara, Nepal, and I want to speak about the worst times are the best. It looks a little bit masochistic or more, and I mean with this not that we going out for suffering also, that we appreciate our hard times, our hardships, where we can learn so much more than in easy times. That we have much more from our hard times, where we could change our life to live a better life. If we are in deep trouble, deep depression, and we don't see a solution, and if we realize that it was our failure, our wrongdoing, our wrong perception, that we are being wrong, guess what happens? We come out of the crisis and will change our life to live a happier life and a better life. The crisis was just that we learn the things what we need to get what we want, nothing more. And without this crisis, we never would get what we want. Because we have first to change ourselves in order to become what we want or to get what we want. And now comes the things for a spiritual seeker. It's not enough that we pray to God also. We can only deeply connect to God in our deepest crisis. For this is a crisis so necessary, without we cannot build up faith to God, faith to the Word. So there is an example in the Bible about Hiob or Hiob who got tested from the Lord through the devil. And it got worse and worse, so he was suffering like crazy, no? And this test will come to every guy, to every God seeker, to every Bhakti yogi, to every Sufi who want to connect to God. This means the old world will be destroyed, so that a new world for ourselves can come. First destroy all the bad things, and then new things can happen. And then you understand that the suffering is so necessary. And for sure, only when we fix our mind and our heart to the Lord and go through this hardship, through the suffering, and believe in God that everything what happens right now is on purpose to help us to change our life. And then we will be the biggest winner in our whole life. I, by myself, got so many times tested. The last great test was 2 years ago. Imagine, I was lying in the hospital. My entire body was paralyzed. No solution. Nobody could help me. No doctor could help me. And I was thinking only on God, repeating the name of God. In this case, it was Allah, so I'm quite flexible. But in this case, it was Allah. And then I gave thank you for my great life. And after some time, I remembered the movie The Secret. In The Secret, there was a guy who had an airplane accident. His entire body was paralyzed. Nobody could help him. Same situation. And he imagined and thought, one at Christmas, he will go out of the hospital on his own. And then I thought, I, as a high school guy with faith in God, can do much, much more. And I visualized it. 7 hours later, I got out of the hospital. Okay, I still had to go to the next hospital. And my vision was not so good. But after 1 year, the vision is really quite the same. If this would have happened to you, do you think that you would have more faith in God or not? If you would really trust God in every case? For sure. I will thank you and be thankful for every hardship. The best lecture what you can have in your life. Thank you. Bye.